This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He was yelling for mama. And I know how mama is. She just right there. She got her hands wide open. Come here, baby. Every mama felt that.
Thelonious Floyd, that's George Floyd's brother, memorializing him at his funeral in Houston. It was all white. That's what the family wore at his ceremony or funeral today, and there were thousands that were there as well. George Floyd died over 2 weeks ago, and boy, the world has changed. Calls for defunding the police, calls for no more chokeholds, and lots of conversations about the police, about communities, who's right, who's wrong. It's all one big mix of conversation, some of it heated, some of it calm, but definitely there is no question in this nation, and I say this show is about this, they are having they, you, me, and everybody else, the conversations about how we are as Americans, what do we do moving forward. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you are safe and well in whatever corner of the world that you hail from. As you just heard there, and as I just mentioned, that, of course, was what was happening in Houston, George Floyd's funeral. It was really a who's who of some celebrities and athletes like J.J. Watt, who is a very popular football player, white football player from Houston, who was there for the funeral commemorating his death, and some others too as well, and listening to what Al Sharpton had to say. About 500 invited guests gathered at was the Fountain of Praise Church for that funeral. And it was the final episode, if you will, in all of the memorials celebrating the life of a man whose death has shaken not just the U.S., but the world, as we're seeing protests in other parts of the globe, including London and France and Spain and, you know, you name the place. And certainly there are people that are protesting and talking about racism and talking about what the police are doing in the United States. What's happening in Minneapolis? Minneapolis is ground zero because this is where George Floyd was killed. Defunding the police department is heavy on the minds of some people and scares others to death as to what does that mean. Is it lawlessness? Is it an attack on good police? And again, it is part of the narrative, part of the conversation, and we are in a very interesting time in the middle of the pandemic. And if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know that I always give you the total of people who have died in this country, recovered and confirmed cases. So we're over the 2 million mark for confirmed cases. Deaths in the United States, 114,000. Recovered, 541,000 globally. It's worth throwing that in. Over 7 million deaths, 404,000. There are conversations about vaccines and clinical trials and how they're going. There are conversations about what does it mean to be asymptomatic. Some of what was previously thought now is not necessarily what we thought it was, that you could infect other people and you were cleared of what could happen with the virus. And then the most wicked of all is the after effects of once you survive COVID-19 for some people, what does it mean for their organs? What does it mean for their life? And how much damage has been done? But again, we start with George Floyd and what I call the after effect of his death. I'll say this. George Floyd was the oldest of five kids. And at the funeral, they talked about him as he really was. So they didn't lift him up to be this perfect person, that he, you know, he didn't finish school, that he played athletics, and he was good, but he never took it anywhere. And he had children, various children, you know, all from all different places that he had been. And he was portrayed as this gentle giant and somebody that people loved, and he was kind. But he, again, he was a person, and he wasn't a perfect person. So I say good on that, because it is how any of us, I think, should be remembered, how we really, really were. And Al Sharpton emphasized that as much as he talked about, okay, this is his moment. So he fell short in some areas where he wanted to succeed, but this is the moment now. This is the turning point. And he talked about, you know, they never thought they'd see young whites marching like they're marching now all over the world. I've seen grandchildren of slave masters pulling down statues of slave masters. I've seen whites walking past curfew saying Black Lives Matters. God always uses unlikely people to do his will. And he went on to say things about where we are moving as a nation, and talked about, again, Floyd losing his life, but what did that mean ultimately for the conversations we're having and where we're headed as a country? And those 9 minutes of not breathing, everyone agrees, and I've said this over and over again, whether you're a staunch Republican, whether you call yourself liberal or left or Democrat or no label or independent, forget the labels, nobody thought that that was justified in what had happened there. Now, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories floating around, some of them ridiculous, and people trying to figure out what is the connection to, you know, Chauvin, who is now facing all these serious murder charges, and his bail is over $1 million. But everyone agrees that seeing the life choked out of George Floyd was outrageous. And that's why there are now these pushes to ban police choke holds. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner declared Tuesday George Perry Day and announced that he would sign an executive order, because George Perry was his real name, that he would sign an executive order banning police chokeholds and requiring city officers to de-escalate confrontations and exhaust all alternatives before using their guns, and said the rest of us now will be able to breathe. And there are many of those conversations that are happening. He grew up in a rough area, the Third Ward, which, however, is now being gentrified rapidly. It's being gentrified, but as he grew up, it was not that kind of a place. You know, it was a rough and tumble area where people clawed to get out in some cases and do something better. And Floyd, as I said, he did graduate high school. He was the first in his family to graduate high school. He went on to junior college to play football, but he didn't finish and he didn't earn a degree. And he struggled for years trying to find a job after he got into some problems with the law. And as I mentioned, he was portrayed as a real person. All right, defunding the police in Minneapolis and in other places and in the city very close to where I grew up, where they did it back in 2013. Part of the conversation coming up on the flip side.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The best way for the Senate Republicans to go forward on this is to listen to one of our own who's had these experiences. He's had them since he's been in the United States Senate. And with his guidance and leadership, we're going to come together with a proposal that we think makes the most sense for the federal government.
We have 9 people on board, which is a veto-proof majority of the council, to both that all agree that the Minneapolis Police Department cannot be reformed, that all agree that we are on a path to end that current policing system, and that we're going to create a new safety system with our community.
All right, first you heard Mitch McConnell, and Mitch McConnell, of course, is the guy who tapped the one black Republican senator to lead the Republican effort on police reform in the wake of George Floyd's death. And you heard him say there that he was working on it. And he asked Senator Tim Scott, Republican from South Carolina, to lead the working group because he had experience, and that's what McConnell said there, dealing with discrimination that persists some 50 years after the civil rights movement. And he said the best way to listen to one of our own who has these experiences. It makes sense. Scott's been in the Senate since 2016, and he specifically has talked about being racially profiled, including a time he was stopped by the U.S. Capitol Police who questioned whether he was a lawmaker, and here he was a senator. What's now happened, and then you heard from someone from the Minneapolis City Council there, and I'll talk about that in a second. What's now happened is 7 out of 10 Americans believe Floyd's death is part of a broader systemic problem, an exponential increase since 2014, when 43% of Americans said the death of another black man by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, was indicative of a larger policing problem. This is according to a Washington Post SCAR school poll. And Senate Republicans are nervous about holding their majority in November, are seeing this shift, and they're announcing, again, their efforts as to what, after the Democrats had a sweeping package of reforms, says, okay, so what are they going to do? And the Democrats' reforms included a ban on chokeholds, establishment of a national database to track police misconduct, and a prohibition on certain no-knock warrants. It's just a couple of the initiatives. In the meantime, with what's happened on a broader sense, before we go back to Minneapolis, a new survey by the National Sheriff's Association shows 8 in 10 Americans want to either increase or maintain funding to local police departments. And this is a survey reported on by the Washington Examiner's Paul Bettard, who said 53% in this survey say they want to see increasing funding for law enforcement, and 26% want to keep spending at current levels. Only 11% want a decrease in police spending. So we have, again, two different shifts here. Wow, do we increase this? What are we doing? The poll, according to NSA Executive Director and CEO Jonathan Thompson, says the poll makes it clear, in his opinion, that American people are supportive of funding local sheriff's offices to keep people safe, but they have to continue to build public trust in the validity of law enforcement and leadership and partnership with citizens of color, and hold the commitment to listening, to learning, to healing, and to action that it can be done. So, once again, it seems to go along party lines, where 6 in 10 Democrats believe that state, county, and local governments should increase spending on local law enforcement and first responders, compared with 52% of Republicans and 50% of independents. And here's the thing, when you look at Minneapolis, I think they're headed this way, though the mayor doesn't agree with this. The Minneapolis City Council president is pushing to have, you know, what they're calling a police-free society. So Lisa Bender took the idea of disbanding the police even a step further and said, when you say you see somebody being police-free, it sounds aspirational, where nobody's committing any crime, because as long as these communities are being preyed upon, both from within and without, there's going to have to be good men and women willing to step up and keep people safe. And she said, I think the idea of having a police-free future is aspirational. I'm willing to stand with the community members who are asking us to think of that as a goal. And again, Lisa Bender is the Minneapolis City Council president, who's been talking about that and says, hey, we look at why people call 911. So I want you to think about this. Why do you call 911? And she's saying, in the short term, it's because of fires, it's responding to a health crisis, that kind of thing. But I want you to think for a second about the other reasons you call police. I'm thinking of a year ago when they knocked on my door because a neighbor had a burglary, and they asked me, gosh, did you see anything? And I know some of the police, and they asked if there was, you know, was there anything suspicious in the neighborhood, that kind of thing. And in our community, we have a tight relationship, no matter of your, I think, in our community, there's a push to really unite the people, no matter what color, ethnic background, etc. And I know there are many examples of horrible, horrific, opposite kinds of communication, but I think that they do a pretty fine job of that. Not perfect that I know of, but a pretty good job of it. And then I think, wow, what if it was defunded? What would that look like? And it would look like a place, not far from where I grew up. In fact, about 15 miles. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, a stone's throw over Philadelphia's bridge, over the Ben Franklin Bridge, we'll call it, or Walt Whitman Bridge, either one of those. And Camden was so bad. It was like the worst crime-riddled place. My mother used to tell me, you get on the train, you do not stop, you just keep going. Don't get off in Camden, New Jersey, and how sad is it? And the city, though, has a population about 17% of Minneapolis's size. They dissolved the police department in 2012, replaced it with a new one after corruption was just, it was just too bad. It was unfixable. It wasn't about what happened to Floyd. It was about some heinous things, nevertheless, and lots of corruption, but they decided they were going to reform it, so they rebooted. They basically rebooted it, and they cut the city's crime by half. Officers had outdoor parties for people, for residents. They knocked on doors. They introduced themselves. It's a very different Camden than the one that I grew up next to and the one it was even a decade ago. But here's the thing. It's a matter of money, and it's a matter, I think, partially of size, because now the size is different in comparing it. What happens if you lay off all of the officers, suspend the police chief, and then re-rack everything and go from there? What is that going to look like? Is it going to work? Is the crime rate going to go down? Are cries of police brutality going to be thrown out the window? And there are other examples of where it has worked, where it hasn't worked. And I think Minneapolis is going to be the guinea pig for this in modern times. Or, you know, we saw, again, what happened back in 2012 in Camden, but the size was different. The Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, says he doesn't support abolishing the city's police force. And despite a veto-proof majority of members of the city council pledging they want to take that drastic step, he does not want that. But the calls to dismantle the police force in Minneapolis have escalated in the wake of George Floyd's death, who was laid to rest next to his mother's grave in Houston today. And after what happened on May 25th, which was despicable, outrageous, sickening to see, the worst piece of video ever, to watch that happen. But is this the right move for them? Is this the right move for where you are? How would you feel about the police force being defunded? Or do you agree with what the sheriff's poll showed? You can always throw me a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Lots of thoughts on this, by the way. We're hitting the mailroom next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of mourners attended George Floyd's funeral in Houston. Texas Congressman Al Green said Floyd's only real crime was being born black.
George Floyd deserved the dignity and the respect that we accord all people simply because they are children of a common God. And it's very unfortunate that we have to be here, but we're going to celebrate the life of George Floyd today.
Following the service, Floyd was then laid to rest. The family made its way to the church via the horse-drawn carriage as people lined the streets to pay their respects.
I want to support our community as well and just let the family know that I'm here for the moral support, the prayers, spiritual support, and emotionally I'm here.
The casket could be seen through glass as it too was taken by carriage to Floyd's final resting place. This is USA Radio News. The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maria Santamaria, the owner of the now Torch Club, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
In a video that was played at George Floyd's funeral, Joe Biden said, "Now is the time for racial justice." In an interview with CBS, Biden said, "The events of the past 2 weeks have not influenced who he will choose as a running mate." This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to all of you for sending your thoughts on everything from defunding the police to George Floyd and his family and what now has happened in the wake of his death and a few other things as well. So I'm going to try to hit them all. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7. Doesn't cost a thing. It's so easy. KateDelaneyRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you, that guy in the back, and the woman that's right next to him, but across the room on the other side. It's virtual. That's what radio is, virtual. You got to love that. All right, so let's go to this one. This one is from Jerry, who says, "Kate, I feel for the Floyd family. Can you imagine being in their shoes and getting the call when you have a big family and it's scattered all over the place that your brother has died? Or worse, because it was all over the place and should have been, you turn on whatever the local news is and you see your family member having the life choked out of them. There is just absolutely nothing that can excuse what Chauvin did to George Floyd. He should face the stiffest penalty he possibly can. And no matter what anyone's talking about as to the possible reasons why that could have happened, it should never, ever, ever have happened. But maybe it's a turning point and maybe we'll get rid of some bad cops because they hurt the good cops, frankly. My brother is a police officer and he is the best of the best. He is kind-hearted and he really, really reaches out to the people, all kinds of people, people that are even crazed and high on drugs. He does the best he can every single day and tries to come home alive to his family. He has good officers who back him up. And, of course, he says they're having discussions about what happened with George Floyd in his department, and he patrols in New Orleans. So you can only imagine, with all the partiers there who sometimes imbibe too much, what that could be like. Hey, thanks for your thoughts, Jer, so you know. And I agree, there is no excuse for what happened. I think we're all on that same page. I said that at the very top of this. One thing we can say, no matter what your politics are, no matter what was going on with George Floyd, that never, ever, ever should have happened. And taking a look at the way you apprehend somebody and what is happening and at that moment and what the backup situation is and everything that unfolds, there's so much that goes into it. There's no question about that. And here's one from Rebecca, who's listening to us in the Sunshine State. Kate, I have listened to you for a while now. I just feel compelled to tell you that. I think that's what radio listeners do. But I have to tell you that my ex-husband is a police officer. Our marriage didn't work out, but he's a great father to my children, and he's a great police officer. He does it because of the love of the job and always wanting to do it his whole life. And I fear for him and other police officers who are also getting targeted. And it sounds selfish and almost wrong to talk about that, because it is horrible what happened to George Floyd. It is terrible what's happened to too many black people who have been arrested, shot at, killed, and had nothing to do with whatever crime was unfolding. He and I had many deep conversations about race, about innocent people and of all types. And I would have my heart break, I think, for him if he had to do something else for a living, because he truly wants to do it. Trust me, there's not millions of dollars in this line of work. And he would be the first to admit there are some police officers that need to go. Perhaps it's more about culling the herd and getting rid of the bad cops and keeping the good ones and letting them rise to the top. All right, thanks for sharing that. And I love that you have those open conversations and, you know, and that he's your ex-husband. Well, all police departments are not created equal, and there's going to be many conversations, and every city is different, every township is different. So it's not one blanket because of what Minneapolis, being thrown over this because of what Minneapolis is looking like they're going to do, but let's see where they go with that. And there was that success that I mentioned in Camden, but they had to do that for a reason. It was the worst place you can imagine being. I mean, it was hell next to the river. It really, really was. And so something had to happen, and that was what they decided, and it worked. But it also meant, yes, they started back from scratch, but then they hired people. So they hired police back. They did things differently. They reached out to the community. They got to know the people, got people on their side, that kind of thing. So they started back up again. They didn't just completely throw it out and say, okay, it's just the community running it. And I don't know that that's necessarily what Minneapolis would do, by the way. Would it be something like what Camden did? But, of course, Minneapolis is a very, very big city. All right, let's go to this one. There's always so many. So when you know what I do, I just, so you know, I just pop them up on a big screen I have, because I like to just go through it as I'm on the air. I've gone through some earlier in the day, but I like to just make it fresh. All right, so Sam, this one is from Sam IM, and Sam says, wow, Kate, it's like a whole new world out there right now, and some of it I think is good. By the way, I will identify myself as a Republican, and I will say I don't like the chaos. I don't like the idea of self-policing. I think that would be dangerous. I'm in Portland, and I think it wouldn't work if this is something that is suggested and discussed, and I know that there's rumors of that. And while all these protests have happened, the other thing I'm concerned about is the coronavirus. And ultimately, do we see more cases bubble up because of people protesting? Although I think many of the people in my area wore masks. They weren't social distancing, but they were definitely wearing masks, and I totally support anyone's right to protest, and there were so many peaceful protests that I applaud that for sure. I have young children, so I wasn't going to take the risk, and I did say I am a Republican, but I know this is history, and I certainly would have easily taken them to protests if I felt like I could keep them safe from the virus, but I'm not so sure about that. What's the latest there? Well, it's interesting. I mean, how do we know, right? We're talking about a virus. It's elusive. It's a coward killer, you know, meaning it doesn't wave its hand and say, oh, I'm coming for you. And you got Anthony Fauci, the top doc, who's saying that it's his worst nightmare and it's not over yet. That, you know, infections have topped 2 million, which I said at the top of this, and there's more than, what did I mention at the top, 114,000 dead, and we don't know as a result of Memorial Day, other places where people have been closer, and Fauci says vaccines are the only way to completely curb the coronavirus spread. But he feels confident that there's going to be one sooner rather than later. So it may not take as long as some think, but he does have a grim assessment of it. He says, you know, you look at the protests and you look at what's happened over the last 4 months, and if people are super close together and somebody infects other people and it becomes one of those trace situations, and then we have the gradual reopening, hopefully that works out okay. But he says with most transmitted diseases, it can spread worldwide in 6 months or a year. And this one took so quickly, so rapidly, like about a month. So there's still very little known about the virus, how it can be contracted or spread, and the specific impact it may have on the human body. Because we're seeing that it has some horrible impacts on some people, where it's not just about breathing and ventilators, which is horrible enough, but there are other things that are happening to them too. It depends on what, you know, blood clots, other signs of things that happen. And I think that's what he means. There's just a lot of unknowns there. And don't you hate that? My answer is it's all unknown, and it's just a question mark, and we have to wait and see. I hate the words wait and see, because I have no patience anyway, and my love for this country has no bounds. I say that all the time, which is why I do this for a living, so we can create the conversation. We can talk about things and go in any direction that we want to go. And this is one of the things that is still hanging above us. It is not gone. There's talk of more food shortages because of outbreaks at plants. There's talk of a next phase of a recession, more bankruptcies, 25,000 stores could close. Could the dollar crash? Is that really a possibility? Although the market's rebounding, which is nice to see that, but how long does that last? So we do live under the question mark, which is why, you know, there's that saying about being present-centered and living every day. Oh, if you can wrap your arms around that. As somebody who consistently looks at the big picture, it is what's happening in your world that you can possibly control, and not being crazy about other things that you can't control. Because we're in this time period where there's just so much that we don't know, and we're talking specifically about the virus. And will the virus spike over the summer? I mean, we've seen the hospitalizations rise in several states following Memorial Day because people were on beaches, people weren't social distancing in Texas, North and South Carolina, California, Oregon, Arkansas, Mississippi, Utah, Arizona. They're seeing a lot of new patients coming into hospitals. So it's the hospitalizations. They're judging the spikes by that. That's what the trends are showing. All right, once again, flip me an email anytime, day or night, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. We do have some things to celebrate, odds and ends, along with the clappers. They're in the background. Can you hear them? Clappers getting ready. They're warming up. I promise there's more than one. Next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Turn with us here on this hour of the show. Kate Delaney, welcome to it if you've never been here before. Speaking of the final turn, how about this? There's a lot to clap about. There is a limited number of NASCAR fans that are going to be able to return to the racetrack. Woohoo! And that starts on June 14th. Upcoming races in Florida and Bama are going to reopen to some fans. After months of the coronavirus, there is now a way for that to happen. So the races are the Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway on June 14th and the Geico 500 at Talladega Famous Super Speedway on June 21st. So what are they going to do? New health protocols, limit attendance with public officials. They're making sure that they're spacing all of that out, but they think they can do this methodical process, and it's a big step forward for that sport and the future of live sporting events. The idea that they can have some people back there is big because they had races that resumed without fans, the Coca-Cola 600 last month, after a 10-week suspension because of the pandemic, of course. So that's very, very big. Now back on the side of property and small business owners, who some of them were black business owners, some of them were white business owners, all kinds of small business people who were victims of looting, had things smashed in different cities across the country, and then had to board things up. And how do you get back on your feet? You're a small business. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and I love this. In fact, the clappers better get ready. GoFundMe is the best thing ever. People are flipping up GoFundMes and then talking about who the business owners are in Chicago, in Austin, Texas, in St. Louis, in Minneapolis, wherever it is. And it's amazing to me the money that's been raised to help people get back on their feet, because arson destroyed the livelihoods of many, many people. And these GoFundMe donors have raised some, you know, have raised some money for minority-owned, you know, businesses and for others. And so, yay! That's it, right? $10 here, $10 there. You don't have to donate a lot. And, you know, in fact, there was, yes, yeah, sweet! There was one by me, Guns N' Roses Boutique in Dallas. And the woman who built it up is really cool. I met her one time. It's been a long time. She's a black woman, and she built this fashion enterprise from the ground up. I mean, ground up. And as an entrepreneur, and as somebody who comes from that background, I look around the landscape. We all know how tough that is, and it's been a staple in Dallas for almost 10 years, and it was destroyed by, as she would describe it, selfish looters who took advantage of the protests. And the owner has been someone in the community who's given people the shirt off her back and been involved in so many causes and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they flipped open, I'm giving you an example. They flipped up open a, she didn't do it, somebody else did. They flipped open a GoFundMe page. And how much did they raise? $120,000. And she has to really rebuild. So, I mean, everything was smash and grab. And it was people giving 10 bucks, 20 bucks, you know, whatever. And it just goes to show you, because she provides and gives back to the community, and people recognize that, all kinds of people of all kinds of color and, again, and backgrounds, but they know, again, what she's done and how she's helped people. In St. Paul, Minnesota, there's a black-owned tobacco store that was vandalized, robbed, and left in tatters, and it was called Go Get It Tobacco. And by all accounts, again, another gem in the community. Somebody who helped a lot of people, donated, gave back, all that kind of stuff. And somebody put up a GoFundMe page for him, and they've raised almost $70,000. So there's two different examples of two different kinds of stores. And I saw this across the board. In Minneapolis, there was a sports bar. In fact, I've been to this sports bar. I've been to Minneapolis a handful of times. It's been a long time. But Scores Sports Bar. And it was a firefighter who started it. And he was planning to open it in June, but of course rioters burned it to the ground. And guess what? They didn't have insurance. They didn't have insurance because they were going to have a grand opening. They were getting it already. They pushed all their money into it. And this was another black-owned business. So they had to pick up the pieces. What are they going to do? And he had plenty of white, black, Indian friends, all kinds of people that are trying to help him do this. He had lots and lots of goodwill, and he was creating jobs, all of that, etc. And guess how much they've raised? Over $1 million. And how'd they do it? Because somebody else put up a GoFundMe page, and people were donating $10, $20, $25, small increments. you know, over 37,000 donors. That's what happens. People come up with ways to get it done. So bravo to all those people who are helping the small communities, looking at what's out there, you know, going a step further, putting up the pages, getting people to see it. And I think that is fabulous. I think this is fabulous, too. This deserves a clap. Are you ever tired of those telemarketers? Come on. Yeah, I know you are. If you are a telemarketer, close your ears. 1 billion robocalls. The FCC is proposing the largest ever $225 million fine for insurance telemarketers. 1 billion robocalls. They use fake phone numbers. So you get duped into it. You know, you look at it and you think it's someone you know. And if you press a button for more information, you're transferred to a call center that sold plans not connected to the companies that you thought you were getting. So they duped you a couple of different times if you got into one of these robocall situations. And it's bothersome, isn't it? The calls, it's awful. You know, you get those spam likely things that sometimes come up, and there's all kinds of scams going on. Whenever something happens, particularly when the economy crashes and people are desperate, you can bet there's going to be all kinds of others looking to take advantage. But I love the fact in this case, you did have companies, but you've got the robocalling, and a billion robocalls is ridiculous. So the fact the FCC wants a $225 million fine, I'm all over that. Fine them, fine them, fine them. I think it's the worst. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah. You know, your grandmother gets a phone call, she doesn't know, and the next thing, you know, never give out information. Don't just give out information. Check, 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 and check again. But sometimes you get duped into the wrong thing, and you have absolutely no idea. We're seeing so many jobs that are going away, but jobs are coming back. So Dunkin' Donuts is announcing they're hiring 25,000 new employees with America reopening, and they're launching their first ever national restaurant employee recruitment ad campaign to help fill the positions at their franchises nationwide. So they're just saying all over the place, we're hiring. And they're supporting the franchises who need these jobs, and they're trying to fill those spots. So they're lending a hand. So that's good, because remember, we gained 2.5 million jobs in May after those record losses the prior month. And restaurants, you know, they've been hit very, very hard by this. And we see the liquidation sales that are happening at JCPenney's and Tuesday Morning and Pier 1 and all that kind of stuff because of the pandemic. But here's a case where they're hiring people. And I love it that they're backing up the franchises. So that's a lot of possible jobs, even if it's temporary jobs, you know, whatever it is. Kids who were teenagers who got hit hard because, of course, those jobs went away. And if they can go back to work or find a job to help them as they're in between school and all of that, wouldn't that be terrific? Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo, everyone. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Boom.